Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Oh, I give you glory today, all the honor and all the praise. Holy Spirit, rain down. Amen. Rain down. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast with Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. And it's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Amen. We're winding down on this 21-day prayer time. Amen. We have one more day to go after today. And I thank God, amen, that we have tapped into heaven and God has literally heard our prayers. Amen. And there is going to be a tremendous change in a lot of people's lives. I praise him. I'm excited. I feel a joy just bubbling over on the inside because I know that God told me that if I pray anything in his son Jesus' name, if I ask anything in his son Jesus' name, that would he do. And I've stayed before you not only on Blog Talk, amen, but after I get off of Blog Talk, if I don't have a phone call, I go straight into prayer. If I have a phone call, I take the call, and then I go straight into prayer. I prayed for people on the phone as well as prayed on Blog Talk, and I just give God the glory. Amen. People have sent me email, and I stood in the gap for a lady that sent me an email. Thank you, Jesus. And other people have sent invitations to visit their pages and stuff like that. And just it's just been a marvelous time. It's been a glorious time. Others have sent various words in about the prayer time and thanking me for it and saying nice and pleasant words in reference to that. And so I just praise God. I prayed for people, and they've gotten breakthroughs instantly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so I'm telling you, God is in the right now a business of blessing you. Amen. So we don't have to worry about, amen, what's going on in the world. We don't have to worry about what's going on around us. If we keep our focus and go in and intercede for one another and pray for one another, then and only then we will see a change. The Bible let us know prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And prayer literally changed things. I've gone and I walked through you all this 21 days almost in reference to how to tap into prayer, who's the one that's causing the problems in our lives. We don't contend against our sisters and brothers. Our sisters and brothers are not our enemies. Although they act out the things that the enemy tells them to do, they are in bondage. So I've told you about forgiving our friends and our neighbors and our bosses on jobs, amen, because, you know, the Heavenly Father wants us to forgive. If we don't forgive them, how can he come in and forgive us? You know, I when I first got saved, I used to be so self-righteous, and I would go around and I would preach so hard and just tell everybody about themselves and how they must live and stuff like that. And all of that was good, and all of it was correct. But there became a time in my life when I was checked out. And God will literally check you out to see if you're preaching all of this here, are you going to live it? Are you going to be what you say you are? And I had to prove myself that, you know, although, amen, I was preaching it, I wasn't self-righteous because I had issues in my life too. Amen. I used to be where I would get so hurt by the various ministers and people and stuff until I would forgive them openly, but inwardly I would hold that hurt and I would walk in unforgiveness. Amen. With family members that literally almost killed my baby boy and has done everything from witchcraft all the way up to whatever they could do against me in the ministry. And I literally had to walk in forgiveness. Now today I'm set free, and my only focus is on destroying Satan and his work, tearing his kingdom down, and literally doing the will of the Father. And you know, I told you one of the things that we do, we take the Lord's Supper. Amen. And it's important that we partake of the Lord's Supper. Amen, because he is, amen, our Lord and Savior. I talked to you on yesterday, I spoke to you yesterday in reference to Jesus Christ being the head over the house of God. Amen, and so if he's the head over the house of God, I need to partake of everything that is of his body. His body, amen, is the bread, amen, and his blood, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to literally partake of it. So it's coming out of the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, starting at verse 24. And when he had given thanks, oh, I praise his name today, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body. Oh, thank you, Jesus, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you might take it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in the 25th verse, it says, and after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. If you look at that passage of Scripture, you say, you would see this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Amen. The New Testament was established through Jesus Christ and his blood. Amen. The blood makes an atonement for our souls. Saints, we need to listen to this. Amen. And it brings a remission. All that we have done against God, and we sin against God. So when Paul wrote the book of Corinthians in chapter 11, he was literally telling the people, you coming into the temple of God, bringing your food, sitting down eating. Some of them have food, some of them don't. And you're literally making this place a place of entertainment. That's what we have done in the body of Christ today. We coming in now with our coffee. It's a coffee thing. It's a radio station in Texas that just literally promoting coffee. Coffee is good for the bowels. Coffee is good for the health. Coffee is good for this and that. And we got these cafe churches and all of these various churches that are doing everything but the will of God. So Paul had to literally tell the Corinthians, don't come in here literally sitting down and eating before your brothers, and your brothers don't have anything. He said, take your food home and eat at home. This is a place of worship. This is a house of worship. And they literally had to correct it. And then he said, as often as you come together, you partake of the Lord's Supper, because this is in reference to his dying, amen, and his coming back, amen. And so we as the body of Christ need to understand the scriptures, amen, and partake in it. I'm out of tradition. I had to get out of tradition because tradition was killing me. Tradition had me bound. Tradition had me where I was literally unable to do anything that God had told me to do. If I didn't preach like that church or do like those people in that church, then I wasn't a part of it. Amen. They would look at my sins, but they wouldn't look at their sins. They would look at my past failures, but they wouldn't look at their past failures. They were hypocritical. Most churches that are following after their own doctrines and traditions are very hypocritical. So if you have I said grape juice. A lot of people use wine, but I use grape juice. Amen. You might take it now in Jesus' name. Praise God. I want you to listen to this. Thank you, Jesus.
I praise you for your grace and mercy.
I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for me, what you're doing for the nation, what you're doing for your people. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Creator of mankind. Creator of all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything that fly, everything that creepeth, everything that moves, everything that, amen, exists, amen, is because of you. Oh, I praise your name. I want you to listen to this, saints. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. I give you glory, God. More love. More love. We need more love for one another. Amen. We need, amen. We need to learn how to love one another. Amen. We need to learn how to pray for one another and stand in the gap for one another. Amen. And literally cry out for one another. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And give, amen, thanks to God, amen, for keeping us, amen, and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger. More love, more power, more of you in my life. That's what I pull on God for, amen, when I pray, amen. I pray for my needs, but I pray for more of him in my life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I praise you. God, that can do everything but fail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I praise your name. The Bible says in Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. How I worship you and praise you today. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I thank you, Lord. 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 You've been so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And unto his courts with praise. Hallelujah, I thank you, I praise you, I bless your holy name. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured throughout all generations. Oh, I bless you today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 103 say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. It's prayer time, saints. Amen. The Lord, amen, should be blessed. Amen. For 21 days of standing in the gap for corporate prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord that, amen, thank you, Jesus, forgiveth us, amen, of all our iniquities. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and who healeth all thy diseases. Every disease that, amen, Satan has tried to put on us, amen, God is able to heal us from it and deliver us. Who redeem it, thy life, from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Oh, my God, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Praise his name. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He maketh known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I'm a witness to that. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our own sins, I'm a witness, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah. Like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pity them that fear him. Oh, I bless him. I bless him. I bless him today. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Shatta, shall know it no more, but the mercy of the Lord is for everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness is unto the children's children. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jehovah, I give you praise. Jehovah, I give you praise. Jehovah, I give you praise. To such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. We must remember the commandments and do them. Hallelujah. The Lord had prepared his throne in heaven. His kingdom ruleth over all. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Praise God. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. The angels are doing his commandments. The angels are speaking holy, holy, holy all day long before the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless. Anamoshana, Nanamoshana, Iketuru Shana. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anamoshana, Rabosaya. Hallelujah. Thanking it, Jesus. Anamoshana. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his. That do pleasure, to do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Dominion, dominion after dominion. Hallelujah. There is so many depths in God. And we bless him. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. My soul bless him. My soul do magnify the Lord. I bless the Lord today. I give thanks unto the Lord, and I call upon his name, and I make known his decree among the people, 105. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he had done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O seek ye of Abraham, his servant. O ye seeds of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He had remembered his covenant forever, the words which he commanded to a thousand generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Hallelujah. God has an inheritance for you saints. When they were but a few men in numbers, yea, very few and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, nor do my prophet no harm. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. I praise God today. I give him glory, all the honor and all the praise. More love, more power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise, God. I give you praise, God. I give you praise, God. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this thing. Thank you. Radar, this fish would be non-detected, and he would go in and destroy a lot of people, and his fish would come in and take him back up under that radar and take him back to where his designated area is. I told President Bush about the strategic areas that the enemy would try to bomb. In Texas, where all the chemical plants is, they would want to render those areas helpless. In New York and where the White House is, I told people, President Bush, about these areas, and it was two other, because it was five locations. There's five locations in America, amen, and it's all written down, amen. And I have literally talked to people and warned people about the various things that are going to come into America. And so after the 40-day fast, God told me to go in and begin to pray for the people. 21 days, make it a corporate prayer. And I told you after Easter, I said various things are going to start happening all over the world. Amen. There were going to be events that would happen. And they have happened, and they've been major events. Saints, the economy is not going to get any better. And we as the body of Christ need to understand if we don't intercede, we don't pray, and seek the God that created the heaven and earth, the only one that can help deliver us and save us. Amen. There are going to be problems that we're going to have to tap into God and literally get an answer from him. I wouldn't want to walk if he didn't tell me to walk. I wouldn't want to go in places he didn't tell me to go in because of the strategy of the enemy. Some nights ago, Satan came to me, and he was literally after me. And the angel told me, he said, he really wants you, meaning he really wants to destroy me because of the information that God has given me. I have assisted Michael, the mighty war angel, some years back. Amen. And all of this is true. Once you be born again and you become a soldier in God's army, then you are set on assignment. And it was a certain nation that was going to literally bomb America. And I told Michael, the mighty war angel, what God had given me to tell him. And I had seen in the spirit realm. I am a seer. I am a prophetess. And I speak truth. Amen. So it's not about us, saints, but it's about Jesus Christ, amen, because we are his body, and if we help him, amen, he'll help us. When I told God I wanted him and wanted to serve him, God had told me, he said, because you have chosen me and accepted me as your Lord and Savior, he said, anything you ask me, he said, I'm going to do it. And so I made this corporate prayer. I've told you the reasons why. Amen. And I've let you know it's not about us. It's time to pray. Amen. For the body. It's time to pray. The Bible said that was a man, a parable, in the book of Luke, chapter 12, starting at verse 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Amen. Take thine ears and eat, drink, and be merry. But God, hallelujah, said unto him, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So he, my God, so is he that laid up treasures for himself. Oh, God, and is not rich toward God. Our richness should be toward God. Amen. This man, amen, had worked, he had labored, amen, many years, had accumulated much, amen, and he enjoyed the fruits of his labor, but the fruits of his labor wasn't of God's fruits and labor. It was of the accumulation of the world, Amen. Yes, we should have food. It's good to plant food and save it and store it up. But he had nothing of God. He wanted nothing of God. All he wanted to do was enjoy what he had and his fruits and his labor and what he had. I thought he could do rest for many years after this. But don't you know sometimes, amen, you can get hold of some fruits and literally turn around and those fruits rotten on you? Amen. So he decided he would be a bigger barn. Amen. And God let him know, thy food this night, thy soul shall be required of thee. I have told you and I have spoken, they still on this issue with Michael Jackson, and they still on this issue with various other people. But if Michael Jackson could come to you himself and tell you what's going on, he would tell you all that Never Never Land and all that he has accomplished and accumulated, Satan got it. He didn't get it. Amen. And it's going to be distributed to whomever want it or whoever can afford it. But Satan will use you, amen, and then turn around and destroy you. Those chemicals, sorcery destroyed this young man. So I'm telling you, if your richness is not toward God, then you have nothing. You have nothing to validate your life. You have nothing to validate the things, amen, that you have accomplished in life. And Jesus said, and he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, or what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouses nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Here in 1985, when I had just gotten saved, I worked out at ExxonMobil now in Baytown, Texas. I'll just tell you the name of it, a little small town. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that was the first area where Exxon had founded the first chemical plant in Baytown, Texas. Amen. And as I worked out there in that chemical plant, I was on my way to work one day, and I seen this bird. And God had told me, and I was driving. He said, look at that bird. He said, look at that bird up in the sky. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm looking at it. I looked down, and that was a McDonald's across the freeway. And as I looked, amen, he said, now watch the bird. The bird flew down and flew on a wrapping that had particles of food in it. And I could see that wrapping on the ground. I couldn't see the food, but that bird began to eat. And God told me, he said, the same way I took care of that bird, amen, I caused it to fly over McDonald's, look down on the ground, and see that wrapping and that food. Amen. And he began to eat of it. He said, the same way I took care of that bird, he told me, he said, I'm going to take care of you. He said, don't take no thought of what you're going to eat or what clothes you're going to have to worry about wearing or doing or anything like that. He said, but take and put your focus on me. And he said, because I'm going to take care of you. And then he said, and which of you will take thought? Can you add to his stature one cubit? No, you can't. If you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought of the rest? Amen. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Come on, Jesus. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the fields, and tomorrow it is cast into the oven. Amen. How much more will he clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Amen. You're going to have faith to walk. Amen. Amen. You're going to have a prayer life to walk this with God. Amen. I told you, faith and prayer, amen, they are kindred. They are working together for our good. Seek ye not what ye shall eat, nor what ye shall drink, neither be ye of double minded. For all these things do the nation do, nations of the world seek after. The nations of the world, they're seeking the same because they don't have God. So that dependency is on what their livelihood was, like that man with that barn. Amen. But when you come into God and you come into the knowledge of his will, you know that God is all-knowing and all-seeing. He can do everything but fail. And your Father knew it, that you have need of these things. God already know you have needs of them. Hallelujah. He has never left me. He has literally provided for me throughout these many years. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fear not, little flock. Amen. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Our focus should be on God. We should be picking, amen, God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And his will, because of what's getting ready to come on the earth, we're not going to be able to stand, amen, in the midst of it. And I told that up, I'll show you. If we don't have God. Because during those times, amen, you're going to have to literally focus on God, amen, because of the things, amen, that the enemy will try to do. Oh, my God, and this devil is a wicked thing. It's prayer time, it's prayer time, it's prayer time. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, I tell you, Oshaya, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I pray for those, amen, that are having a financial difficulties today, that are going through all kind of warfare, and that seem like it's there no end. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to bind up that financial demon from away from around them, and ask you, Lord God, to send forth prosperity and send it in abundance. God, magnify yourself. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. I cannot do anything without you. Be my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit. Just take over, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Intervene in my area, God. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, take over my will and motions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, those that are having heart surgery and all kind of operations, those that are having kidney problems Lord God, marital problems, God, and all kind of storms in their lives, and those that are committing abortion, God, and Lord God, those that are stumbling, hallelujah, Shanella Mosiah, not knowing that God, you are the inner undercore of Mosiah, author and finisher of that faith. I ask you, Lord God, he can't even Shanella Mosiah, would you move by your spirit, God, and intercede for your people, and bind up those demons from away from around them, and send forth the financial blessing, send forth healing in the body, and heal those marriages and bring those children home. Now, God, we bind up Lucifer himself. We bind up that old lust demon and those lying demons and those fear demons. We bind up those astral projection demons, those demons that go around that are set up by witches and warlocks that go around and do their bidding in order to try to hinder God's people. Lucifer, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I cast those witchcraft demon works into the pits of hell and to the abyss. I bind up that sorcery demon that causes drugs to enter into people's bodies, and there is no escape. Ain't got no more shame. And I'm asking, Lord God, the only escape is through you, Jesus, and your blood. Send forth your blood today in Jesus' name. I bind up those homosexual spirits and those immorality spirits, and I ask you, Lord God, Father God, that you would heal your people. Lord God, for many storms are raging in our lives today. And Lord God, you can look down, hallelujah, and destroy the works of Satan. It can't be all shine, Lord Messiah. And I ask you, Lord God, to touch in the name of Jesus those that have cancer and AIDS and all kind of tuberculosis and heart attacks, and Lord God, heal them by your precious Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation, and things were set in order. Holy Spirit, set things
things in order for your day. For your people this day in Jesus' name. Those suicidal demons and depression demons, those mental illness demons, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to heal them. Those hemorrhaging demons, be it from a miscarriage or some kind of sickness or venereal disease, Lord God, I ask you to heal them in the name of Jesus. Those dropsy demons and those covetous demons, those murdering demons and those demons that want to steal, I bind you up, Lucifer, Keith, Elabosaya, and I command your words to go back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Let us learn and understand, God, that you can do everything but fail. I repent for my sins, sin of my children, and I yield to you, God, knowing that you, God, are up and finishing my faith. Destroy every stronghold in the mind, God. Let every thought be established by you, God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, God, I ask you to pour out your spirit like never before and send forth a great deliverance. In Jesus' name, I pray. I bind you up, Lucifer. I cast your weapons into the abyss. No weapon formed against God's people shall prosper. In Jesus' name, I pray. Saints, it's time out. We need to stop building bigger barns. We need to go to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if this song is going to get in, but I praise God if it do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a great day.